AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The man accused of opening fire on fellow passengers inside a subway train car in Brooklyn is being held without bond. 62-year-old Frank James had his first court appearance in federal court in New York. He faces a number of charges, including federal terrorism charges. While James was in court, one of the 10 people he allegedly shot and wounded was in a hospital bed. Ed Donahue has this.
Owari Benkata tells the AP he was sitting next to the gunman.
He throws a bomb and smoke bomb. And all I remember is like helping out. Pregnant woman.
Music was blaring through Benkata's headphones when smoke began filling the train car.
Then the smoke kept escalating to black smoke, like 9/11. You remember how it kept escalating? Like, the whole train was just pitch black.
As he was trying to get away, Benkata says he could hear the shots. He was hit
in the back of the knee, and it came out. No, I was hit, in the back, and it came out the front.
Benkata isn't sure how much longer he'll be in the hospital. He doesn't have medical insurance, which is complicating his ordeal.
A Russian-guided missile cruiser had an onboard explosion and later sank as it was being towed to its Black Sea port. Russian military officials say fire caused that explosion. Ukraine says its missiles caused the blast, fire, and sinking. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that, that it could have been a Ukrainian missile.
Head of the UN World Food Program says people are being starved to death in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol. Executive Director David Beasley predicts Ukraine's humanitarian crisis is likely to worsen. He also warns Russia's invasion could destabilize nations far from Ukraine because farmers can't plant their crops. Ukraine is one of the world's top food exporting nations. This is AP News. A defendant who blamed Donald Trump's orders in the attack on the U.S. Capitol has been found guilty by a federal jury in Washington. Mike Gracia has this.
An Ohio man who claimed he was only following presidential orders from Donald Trump was convicted Thursday on all counts for his part in the riot at the U.S. Capitol in January 2021. A federal jury took less than 3 hours to convict 38-year-old Dustin Brian Thompson of obstructing Congress from certifying Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory and five other offenses. The maximum sentence for the obstruction count, the only felony Thompson was charged with, is 20 years in prison. In his defense, Thompson blamed Trump and members of the president's inner circle for inciting the insurrection, including his own actions. Sentencing was set for July 20th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An elderly New Mexico couple are dead, killed by a wildfire driven by hot, dry winds that burned at least 150 homes in their small town near the Lincoln National Forest. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.